We're talking with Katie Robbins, who is the director of the Campaign for New York Health, a proposal for single-payer healthcare here in New York. Obviously, with COVID-19, the issue of access to healthcare has been quite prevalent with a lot of people. So, Katie, how would single-payer help in a situation such as we are in now?
Well, thanks for having me on, Mark. A single-payer healthcare system, and just to define that quickly for your listeners, meaning one in which everyone is insured, every resident of the state would be insured, and the government pays the bill, basically, for your hospital and physician care, and more, really. You know, if we had a single-payer universal healthcare system, so that healthcare was treated as a right, instead of a market-based system that we have now, there would be a lot less pain felt in this country. Unlike other countries, you know, this is a global pandemic, but here in the United States, we are unique in that we tie health insurance to employment, as well as to income and other, you know, marriage, other demographic criteria that have nothing to do with actually needing healthcare. So we're seeing at the same time that we're facing this very, very dangerous virus, we're seeing millions of people lose their health insurance because they're losing their jobs. There was an estimated 26 million people in this country who lost health insurance since the beginning of March. That's just devastating. So in other countries, nobody is afraid that they're going to lose their health insurance because they lose their job. They are not afraid that they're going to go bankrupt if they do seek care. So other countries have been hit hard as well. None is as hard as here in the United States, and New York State is certainly the epicenter of the pandemic. But frankly, our broken, profit-driven healthcare system is making it so much worse.
Now, the single-payer healthcare issue seemed to get a lot of momentum during the recent Democratic national presidential primary. And I noticed, you know, before COVID-19, but in Michigan, which is sort of the race that finally, you know, convinced Bernie Sanders to get out, even though Bernie lost Michigan, who'd been a strong supporter of single-payer, pretty significantly, overwhelmingly the polls in Michigan showed that the voters were supporting single-payer. So have we seen polls about support for single-payer, you know, particularly as the COVID-19 crisis has gripped the nation?
Yeah, polling shows that it remains popular, and there's been an uptick in popularity for Medicare for All proposals. You know, people really need to feel security right now in the face of this crisis, and a system that guarantees healthcare, like Medicare for All, or here in New York State, the bill, the New York Health Act, is the legislation that would create a single payer system here in the state. Both of them would create a system where healthcare is guaranteed based on your residency, you know, and recognizing that we need to have a healthcare system that actually meets the health needs of the public. It'd be tremendous security in this time of crisis. And I hope that that public support continues to translate into political pressure to get the powers that be to do the right thing.
Now, in recent years, the state single-payer bill had been passed in the Assembly. And I understand that we were getting close to having a majority of sponsors in the New York State Senate. How are things standing now, you know, including with the legislature, at least for the moment, sort of on shutdown during the COVID-19 crisis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the New York Health Act does continue to have a lot of support in the state legislature. We're probably at about 100 state legislators total, over 100 who are backing this. Certainly a majority of the Assembly is behind the New York Health Act. We're still hovering at 31 out of, 32 senators needed for a majority in the Senate. But now I think legislators and many people are having some real moments of clarity about this issue. So, you know, even if there are legislators who haven't been enthusiastic about it in the past, the need is becoming very, very clear as people lose their health insurance at the same time that private insurers are profiting. You know, it's pretty shocking, and we need to create the political pressure that that wins a huge majority in both houses and moves the governor to get behind this proposal.
So what is the strategy moving forward from this point? What are people trying to do in order to elevate the single payer healthcare within the New York State legislature?
Mm-hmm. There's a few things that your listeners can do. First of all, we need to keep the pressure up. Even though the session has been suspended, the legislators are still working. They are still taking calls and emails and reading your tweets. So we're trying to be as loud as possible throughout the digital space such that we have access to. There's a ton of resources and action items on our website. So I encourage people to go to nyhcampaign.org. Right on the homepage is a big red button that says contact your elected officials. Click that. It takes you to an easy tool that will connect you to your state senator and assemblyperson and Governor Cuomo to send the message that we need the New York Health Act, a universal guaranteed system of healthcare, to be central to the recovery effort from this pandemic. So please send the message every day to your legislators. They need to hear loud and clear that people want this. In addition, you know, unfortunately, we, you know, in the before times, before this happened, you know, at this time of year, we'd be up in Albany, we'd be organizing buses and vans from across the state to rally in the Capitol and lobby our legislators. And of course, that's not happening right now. But we are holding a virtual rally in support of the New York Health Act, and we really need to have hundreds of people join us at this event on Wednesday, this Wednesday, May 20th at noon. You can sign up to get the information to join and more ways to promote the effort by going again to the website, nyhcampaign.org/events. I'm excited to say we have 682 RSVPs so far for our virtual rally, the first one we've ever held, but we really want to get that up over 1,000 so people can sign up at the website and plug in Wednesday at noon. And there's a ton of events leading up to and after that virtual rally that people will see. We have an art build in partnership with the Poor People's Campaign, and we also are hosting online trainings that help to develop our storytelling, the way we communicate our own personal healthcare crises effectively in advocacy, both in the digital space and with legislators and letters to the editor and all of that good stuff. So I encourage people to plug in however they feel comfortable into the activities of the Campaign for New York Health, because it's an all hands on deck moment. We really need everybody involved to have a movement big enough to win a healthcare system.
We only have about a minute left. I want to get one last question in. So a number of the public employees union has somewhat surprisingly came out, raised concerns about single payer, probably because they get a number of jobs running these health and welfare packages. How was that issue played out in 45 seconds?
We continue to work with our brothers and sisters in labor to both explain the significant benefits of a single payer system in this time, and also work with them to make sure that nobody's losing out on benefits that they currently have. And really, the New York Health Act and Medicare for All proposals are more generous than any public or private insurance plan. So we're optimistic that we'll keep working to bring them on board.
I want to thank Katie Robbins, Director of the Campaign for New York Health. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.